I'm Jackie Parker. I'm a PhD student at NAU. I study biological sciences and ecology.
My name is Pete Motika. I am also a PhD student here at NAU studying tick-borne disease.
This Saturday at 2 p.m. we'll be meeting at the Thorpe Park Ramada. And from there, we'll be marching down Aspen Street and convening at the City Hall lawn to hear some of our speakers talk about their experiences with science.
And I think it's really keeping the momentum going. A lot really started last year and happened last year, and people got really excited about what's going on and that there is this support for science. And so this year, there's a big push to just keep it going.
Is this year's march, is it a rally? Is it a protest? Is it a celebration?
It's a little bit of everything. The beautiful thing about it is anyone can come out and support. Well, it's for supporting science, but we're all coming from different backgrounds. We're all coming with different motivations, and that's great. I mean, the diversity is what makes science so wonderful for me.
But we do want to say that we're not just a celebration. We, as scientists and science enthusiasts and community members, want to come out and share some of our concerns.
So you're both scientists or training to be scientists, and a lot of times we think about scientists working in a lab or working in the field. What makes you want to get out and march in the streets?
Well, I think a lot of scientists in the community are pretty concerned about censorship of our research. Recently, the word evidence-based was told to be left out of scientific publication, and that's concerning because evidence-based or science-based shouldn't be a dirty word. Evidence-based policymaking should be the norm, but unfortunately, that may or may not be so.
Yes, the funding is a huge issue. We're concerned about what they might cut. And if, again, they're talking about cutting the NIH and the NSF and EPA, all these different organizations that fund this science, I mean, that is a very important political issue, and it affects not only us scientists, but everyone who can benefit from the science that we're doing.
Okay. How do you think marching can help address these issues?
Making people informed and aware and sharing our stories as scientists is important because, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes we have the reputation of being holed up in our laboratories or stuck up on top of an ivory tower and watching the world go by without us. And I think we as a scientific community are realizing that we can no longer do that, that we must be engaged, that we need to be more visible and available to our communities.
And I think for me, there's two big parts of it. First is letting the politicians and everyone know that we as scientists, we are strong and we are a community. We're standing together and we will stand up for what we believe and what we think is right. And on the other hand, it's also, you know, a community event. So this march is a great way for people to actually stop and think about, what does science really mean to me? And we can come together, hopefully in a huge mass on Saturday, and we can talk about it and get excited about it and stand together as a community.
Jackie, Pete, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.